بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله do not discipline me by means of your punishment, and do not subject me to your planned strategy. How can I attain welfare, O Lord, while it is not found anywhere save with you? And how can I find redemption while it cannot be attained except through you? Neither he who has done righteous deeds can dispense with your aid and mercy. Nor can he who did evil doings dare to challenge you, and did not arrive at your pleasure, find an exit out of your power. O Lord, 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 O Lord. Through you have I known you. You showed me the way to you and invited me to come towards you. Had it been not true, I would have never known who you are. All praise be to Allah alone, who gives answer to me whenever I pray to Him. Although I am slow whenever He invites me. All praise be to Allah alone, who gives me whenever I ask Him. Although I become close-fisted when He asks me. All praise be to Allah alone, whom I call whenever I need something, and whom I secretly converse whenever I want without need for an intercessor. He thus settles my need. All praise be to Allah alone, other than whom I never pray. And even if I pray anyone else, he shall never be able to respond to my prayer. All praise be to Allah alone, for other than whom I do not hope from. And even if I hope for anyone else, he shall certainly disappoint me. All praise be to Allah alone, who has accepted me to depend upon Him, and thus bestowed favors upon me. He has not left me to the people who will thus definitely humiliate me. All praise be to Allah alone, who has sought my friendship while He can dispense with me. All praise be to Allah alone, who showed Himself gentle and considerate towards me, as if I have not sinned. Accordingly, my Lord is the only one whom I should thank, and He is the worthiest of being thanked by me. O Allah, I find the courses to asking from You wide open, and I find the springs to hoping for You overflowing, and I find seeking the help of Your favor reachable for them who have hopefully looked forward to You. And I find the doors of praying You vulnerable for them who cry to You. And I know for sure that You give favorable reply to the petitioners, and that You relentlessly secure all the aggrieved, and that to long for Your beneficence and to accept Your will and judgment are well compensation for that which the close-fisted misers deny. and an alternative to that which is possessed by the stingy, and that he who travels towards you will easily reach his destination, and that you do not conceal yourself against your creatures, unless their evil doings stand between them and you. I am thus turning to you, carrying my appeals, and I am directing towards you, carrying my needs, and I have sought the help of you alone, and I am begging you through my prayer, although I do not deserve to be observed by you or to be pardoned by you. Rather, I have full confidence in your generosity, and I have relied upon the truthfulness of your promise. And I have sought shelter with my faith in your oneness, and my certitude in the fact which you know that I have no Lord other than you. And there is no God except you, alone without having any partner. O Allah, it is you who have said, and your sayings are always true, and your promise is always valid. Ask Allah of His bounty. Verily Allah is ever merciful to you. It is not your habit, O my chief, that you instruct us to implore you, and then you stop giving us, and you are the all-benefactor who confers upon the people of your kingdom with innumerable donations, and you are the all-generous who meets them with the kindness of your compassion. O my God, you brought me up amid your bounties and favors when I was little, and you have mentioned me when I have grown up. So, O He who brought me up in this world with His bounties, favors, and graces, and in the hereafter will have referred to me with His amnesty and generosity, my acquaintance with you, O my Lord, is the path taking me to you, and my love for you is the intermediary between you and me, and I am sure of the path to which you have led me, and I rely upon my intermediary's success before you. I pray you, O my chief, with the tongue muted by its sins. O Lord, I confidentially speak to you with the heart degraded by its offenses. I pray to you, O Lord, with terror, desire, hope, and fear. Whenever I think of my sins, O my master, I panic. But when I think of your generosity, I feel desirous for your pardon. Therefore, if you forgive me, you are already the best of those who show mercy. And if punish me, you are then not wronging me. Yet it is your munificence and your generosity, Allah, that gave me the courage to pray to you, despite that I have committed things that you dislike. And it is your kindness and mercy that I use as my means during misfortunes, inflicting me despite my shamelessness. I thus hope that my expectation will not be disappointed amid these two matters. So make my hopes become real, and please do answer my prayers, O the greatest besought one. one that has been ever besought, and the most favorable hoped one. My expectation, O my chief, has been great, but my deed has been bad. So grant me your pardon, as much as my expectation, and do not punish me for the worst of my deed. Verily, your generosity is too great to be compared to the penalty of the guilty, and your tolerance is too immense to be compared to the punishment of the negligent. And I, O my chief, am seeking refuge with your benevolence. And I am fleeing from you towards you, hoping for the amnesty that you have promised to confer upon him who keeps good idea about you. What am I, O Lord, and what importance do I have? Do me a favor out of your benevolence, and be charitable to me by means of pardoning me. O my Lord, cover me with your protective covering, and overlook reproaching me out of the generosity of your face. In fact, if anyone other than you have watched me while committing these sins, I may not commit them. And had I anticipated immediateness of punishment, I might have avoided doing them. Yet this does not mean that you are the least important of those who watch over me, or you are the least weighty of those who observe me. Rather, this is because you, O my Lord, are the best of those who cover up someone's defects, and the wisest of those who judge, and the most generous of those who act generously, the concealer of defects, the forgiver of sins, the knower of the unseen. You conceal the defects out of your liberality, and put off punishment because of your forbearance. Hence all praises to you, for you act tolerably although you have full knowledge, and for your pardon, even though you have the absolute authority. It is your forbearance to me that gives me latitude and makes me dare to break your laws. And it is your concealing my faults that makes me act shamelessly before you. And it is my acquaintance with the broadness of your mercy and the magnitude of your pardon that make me hurry to violate that which you have deemed forbidden. O indulgent, O compassionate, O ever-living, O eternal, O forgiver of sins, O acceptor of repentance, O owner of matchless bounties, O he who has been doing favors since eternity, where is your magnificent concealment of one's faults? Where is your irreversible pardon? Where is your abrupt relief? Where is your immediate aid? Where is your boundless mercy? Where is your overflowing gift? Where are your pleasant endowments? Where are your beautiful benefits? Where is your outstanding grace? Where are your giant bounties? Where are your eternal favors? Where is your generous liberality, O generous giver? In your name and in the name of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, save me, and by your mercy deliver me, O all benevolent, O all beneficent, all gracious, all compassionate. In my salvation from your punishment, I do not rely upon my deeds, rather I depend on your liberal generosity to us. Because you are verily the Lord of righteousness and the Lord of forgiveness. You take the initiative in doing good out of your graciousness, and you overlook the sins out of your generosity. Lead us to not know which of your graces we should thank. Should it be the handsome elegance that you spread over us, or our offensive deeds that you conceal? Or should it be the fabulous favor that you grant and present, or the numerous misfortunes from which you have saved and relieved? O the beloved of those who endure themselves to him, O the delight of the eyes of those who resort to him and communicate to him incessantly. You are the all-benevolent and we are the malevolent. So overlook, O Lord, the offensive that we hold by means of the good that you hold. There is not definitely any foolishness that can be uncovered by your liberality, and there is no period that may be longer than your tolerance. What value remains for our deeds if compared to your favors? And how can we ever deem much any deeds if compared to your generosity? Moreover, how may your broad mercy be narrow for the guilty? O the extensive forgiver, O he who extends both hands with mercy, by your majesty I swear, O my Lord, even if you chide me, I shall never leave your door and I shall never stop flattering you. This is because I have full acquaintance with your indescribable generosity and bounty, and verily you do whatever you will. You punish whomsoever you want, however you want, by whatever means you want, and you have mercy upon whomsoever you want, however you want, by whatever means you want. None is supposed to interrogate you for whatever you do, and none can ever contend with you about your authority, and none can never have a share in that which you hold, and none can never object to your decisions, and none can never protect against that which you administer. To you alone is creation and determination. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of the worlds. O my Lord, this is the manner of him who seeks your shelter and resorts to your liberality, and has been accustomed to be included with your benevolence and graciousness. And you are certainly the omnipotent, whose amnesty never shrinks, and whose favor never reduces, and whose mercy never diminishes. We have full confidence in you on account of your eternal habit of pardons, and boundless kindness and limitless mercy. Is it ever expectable, O Lord, that you may disappoint us or may act on the contrary of our expectations? No, never. O compassionate, this is neither our idea about you nor our desire from you. O my Lord, verily we have hope big and large in you. Verily we have great expectation in you.
albeit that we have disobeyed you, we still hope that you will cover our falls. And we have prayed to you, hoping that you will respond to us. So give success to our hopes, O our Lord. We now know for sure that which we deserve in exchange of our deeds. Yet your knowledge about us and our knowledge that you shall never let us down have urged us to desire for you. Even if we do not deserve your mercy, however, you are the worthiest of conferring upon us and upon the guilty with the grace of your broad benevolence. So confer upon us with that of which you are worthy, and act generously with us, for we are in need from your conferral. Oft forgiving, in your light have we found the right path, and due to your favor have we dispensed with the others, and your grace have we experienced in more ease. Our sins are before you. We beseech you, O Allah, to forgive them, and we repent before you. While you show affection to us through your graces, we take ourselves away from you through our sins. You are good descending upon us, while our evil doing ascends to you. Albeit a noble angel always carries to you our offensive deeds. This has never made you stop encompassing us with your graces and conferring upon us your elegances. Glory be to you, how forbearing, magnificent, and generous you are at all times. Sacred be your names, grand be your praise, munificent be your deeds and acts. You, O my God, are too expansive in graciousness and too great in forbearance to punish me for my evil doings and sins. Here I am asking for amnesty. Here I am asking for amnesty. Here I am asking for amnesty. Mentioning you, and save us from your wrath, and deliver us from your torture, and grant us your donations, and confer upon us with your grace, and provide us the opportunity to go on the pilgrimage to your house, and to visit the tomb of your prophet. May your blessings, mercy, forgiveness, and pleasure be upon him and his household. Verily you are near and ready to answer, and bless us with acting upon the obedience to you, and receive us following the rule of you and your prophet. Blessings of Allah be on him and on his family. O Allah, forgive me and my parents, and have mercy on them as they did care for me when I was little. Reward them generously for their good deeds and forgive their sins. O Allah, forgive the faithful men and women, be they alive or dead, and join us together in bliss and happiness. O Allah, forgive our living and dead persons, and our present and absent ones, and our male and female ones, and our infants and adults, and our masters and slaves. Liars are those who ascribe rivals to Allah, and they have wandered far astray. astray, and they will have suffered a manifest loss. O Allah, send blessings on Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, and seal my life with decency, and help me overcome all that which aggrieves me in this world as well as the hereafter. And do not let him who does not have mercy upon me prevail on me. And always keep on me an everlasting protective covering. And do not divest me of the well-mannered graces that you have conferred upon me. And provide me out of your grace with wealthily gotten delightful sustenance. O Allah, keep me under your alert surveillance, and protect me with your support, and take care of me with your comprehensive care, and grant me to go on pilgrimage to your holy house in this year as well as all coming years. And also grant me to go on pilgrimage to the tomb of your prophets and the imams, peace be upon them. And do not deprive me, O Lord, of such honorable seats and noble situations. O Allah, accept my repentance so that I will not disobey you ever again. And inspire me with goodness and good doing, and with fearing you all over day and night, so long as you keep me alive, O the Lord of the worlds. O Allah, each time I decide to prepare myself for offering prayers before you, and converse confidentially with you, you throw on me slumber whenever I stand for prayer, and thus you deprive me of conversing with you confidentially whenever I try so. What is wrong with me? Whenever I feel that my inner self has become decent, and that my session has become similar to that of those who turn much to you, a misfortune would inflict me, causing my feet to be shaken, and standing against my showing servitude to you. O my Master, perhaps you have pushed me away from your door, and you have dismissed me from your service, or perhaps you have noticed that I belittle the duties that you have made incumbent upon me, and you thus set me aside. Or perhaps you have seen me turning away from you, and thus you have turned away from me. Or perhaps you have found me in the manner of the liars, and thus you have rejected me. Or perhaps you have observed me showing no gratitude for your graces, and thus you have deprived me of them. Or perhaps you have not found me in the sessions of the scholars, and thus you have let me down. Or perhaps you have seen me among the inattentive ones, and thus you have made me despair of your mercy. Or perhaps you have found me fond of the sessions of the wrongdoers, and thus you have referred me to them. Or perhaps you have not willed to hear my prayers, and thus you have kept me away from you. Or perhaps you have punished me for my offenses and sins. Or perhaps you have penalized me for my shamelessness. If you forgive me, O Lord, then you have occasionally forgiven the sinners like me, because your compassion, O my Lord, is too great to be compared to the punishment of the negligent. And I am now seeking refuge with your generosity, and fleeing for you to you, hoping for the promise that you have taken as regard, pardoning those who have good idea about you. Oh my God, you are too expensive in favor and too great in forbearance to punish me for my deed or to chastise me for my sin. What am I, O Master? And what is my weight? Excuse me out of your favor, O my Master. And act to me charitably out of your pardon, and cover me with your covering, and let off shining me out of the liberality of your face. O my Master, I am the little that you have brought up, and I am the ignorant that you have taught, and I am the straying that you have guided, and I am the humble that you have given rise, and I am the afraid that you have given security, and I am the hungry that you have satiated, and I am the thirsty that you have watered, and I am the naked that you have dressed, and I am the poor that you have given affluence, and I am the weak that you have strengthened, and I am the lowly that you have given mighty, and I am the ill that you have cured, and I am the beggar that you have donated, and I am the sinner that you have covered, and I am the guilty that you have excused, and I am the valueless that you have evaluated, and I am the helpless that you have backed, and I am the expelled that you have boarded. I am, O my Lord, the one who has not felt ashamed of you in secret, and the one who has not considered your watching over him in the public. I am the committer of the grave transgressions. I am the one who challenged his master. I am the one who disobeyed the All-Great of the heavens. I am the one who have given bribes, violating the laws of the All-Lofty One. I am the one who has been delighted for committing such sins. I am the one who, although you have respited, has not cared. I am the one whom, although you have covered him, has not felt ashamed, and who committed so many acts of disobedience that he has violated all its terms, and who, although you have disregarded, has not minded. So out of your forbearance have you given me respite, and you have concealed my faults with your untouchable concealment, as if you have been unaware with my actions, and you have not applied to me the punishments of committing actions of disobedience to you, as if you are ashamed to face me. Oh my God, as I disobeyed you, I have never denied your lordship, and I have never belittled your ordains, and I have never wished for exposing myself to your chastisement, and I have never disparaged your threat. Nevertheless, sins showed themselves desirable before me, and myself commended to me, and my whim overwhelmed me, and my impudence helped me accordingly, and I have been deceived by your covering that you have laid on me. So I have exerted efforts in violating your orders and disobeying you. Now who can ever save me from your chastisement? And tomorrow who can save me from the hands of my rivals? And whose robe will I catch if you cut off the rope between you and me? Shame on me for my evil doings that your book has recorded. Had it not been for your generosity, the breadth of your mercy, and your warning me against being desperate in the matters that I hopefully depend on, I would have despaired whenever I remember my sins. Oh, the greatest besought, one that has been ever besought, and the most favorable hoped one. Oh Allah, I beseech you by the liability of Islam, and I rely upon you by the sanctity of the Quran. And I hope for proximity to you by my love for the Prophet. Thou me, inhabitant of Mecca, the Qurayshite, the Hashemite, the Arab, the Tuhamite, the Meccan and the Medinite. So do not disturb my familiarity with faith, and do not make my reward the same as that given to those who serve one other than you. Certainly, some people outwardly declared the faith so that they could prevent their blood from being shed. However, they attained their goals. Verily, we have believed in you in heart and tongue, so that you may excuse us. Hence, make us attain our goals and make firm our hoping for you in our hearts. And make not our hearts to deviate after you have guided us aright, and grant us from your mercy. Surely you are the most liberal giver. By your majesty I swear, O my Lord, even if you chide me, I shall never leave your door, and I shall never stop flattering you. This is because I have full acquaintance with your indescribable generosity and bounty. To whom may a servant go except to his Lord? And to whom may a mortal resort except to his Creator? O my God, even if you tie me with chains and deprive me of the stream of your bounties in the presence of people, and divulge all my scandalous actions before the eyes of all your servants, and order me to be entered into hell, and prevent me from communicating the pious ones. In spite of all that, I will never stop hoping for you, and I will never stop expecting your pardon, and your love will never exit my heart, and I never forget your graces that I enjoy, and your having concealed my defects in the worldly abode. O my Master, please expel the love for the world out of my heart, and join me with the chosen one and his family, the choices of your creatures, and the seal of the Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of Allah be on him and on his family, and move me to the rank of repentance with you, and help me weep for myself after I have come upon the last of my age, being in the manner of those who despair of any self-decency. Who is then worse than I am, when I will be taken to a grave that I have not paved for my long stay, and I have not furnished with righteous deeds for my extended abode? Why should I not weep while I do not know what my destiny will be, and while I notice that myself is cheating upon me, and my days are deceiving me, and the wings of death are fluttering over my head? So why should I not weep? I weep for my soul's departing my body. I weep for the darkness of my grave. I weep for the narrowness of my vault. I weep for Munkar and Nakir, the two angels interrogating in grace, being interrogating me. I weep for my coming out of my grave on the resurrection day, naked, humiliated, carrying my burdens on my back, distributing my sides to my right and my left. Behold, the creatures will each be engaged with matters other than mine. Every man that day will have concern enough to make him heedless of others. Many faces on that day shall be bright, laughing and joyous, and many faces on that day on them shall be dust. Darkness and humiliation shall cover them. O my Master, on you I depend and rely, and in you I put my hope and faith, and to your mercy I hang. You direct your mercy towards whomsoever you like, and you guide out of your honoring whomsoever you will. So all praise be to you, for you have purified my heart from polytheism. And all praise be to you, for you have made my tongue express utterly. How can I praise you properly while my tongue is too short to do so? And how can I please you while the extent of my efforts is too short to do so? What extent can my tongue reach if compared to the limitless extent of thanking you? And what amount can my efforts reach if compared to the limitless amount of your graces and favors? Oh my God, it is certainly your benevolence that has given me hope, and it is my thanks you have granted approval for my deeds. Oh my Master, for you do I desire, and you do I fear, and to you do I look forward. It is my hope that has driven me towards you, and to you, O Unique, do I direct my determination, and towards that which you have are my desires directed, and for you is the ultimate of my hope and fear. And with you have I become familiar, and to you have I submitted my hand, and to the rope of the obedience to you have I extended my fears. O my Master, only through mentioning you have my heart lived, and only through my confidential conversations with you have I cooled the pains of my fear. So, O my trusty patron, O the ultimate hope, separate me from my transgressions which prevent me from adhering to the obedience to you. I only pray you on account of my eternal faith in you, and my desire for your mercy and kindness, that you may have made incumbent upon yourself. So the whole affair is yours alone. There is no partner with you at all. All the creatures are dependent upon you and are in your grip. And all things are submissive to you. Blessed be you, Lord of the worlds. Oh my God, have mercy on me when my argument is proven nil, and when my tongue can no longer find any answer, and when my mind scatters as soon as you begin to interrogate me. So, oh my great hope, do not forsake me when my need terribly increases, and do not reject me on account of my ignorance, and do not stop conferring upon me on account of my lack of patience. Grant me, for I am poor, and have mercy upon me, for I am weak. O my Master, on you do I rely and lean, and you are my hope, and in you do I have faith. And to your mercy do I attach myself, and in your courtyard do I dwell, and out of your benevolence do I declare my request, and with your generosity, O my Lord, do I begin my prayers. And with you do I desire for meeting my needs, and through your wealth do I settle my poverty, and under the shade of your pardon do I stand, and towards your benevolence and generosity do I raise my sight. I persistently look for your favors, so do not let the flames of the fire consume me while you are my ultimate hope. And do not embed me in the deep black abyss while you are the delight of my eyes. O my Master, do not thwart my idea about your grace and favors, for in you I trust. And do not deprive me of your rewards, for you best know my poverty. O my God, if my death is drawing near while my deeds have not yet drawn me near you, then let my confession of having committed sins be my means of justification. O my Lord, if you forgive, then who is worthier than you in forgiveness? And if you punish, then who is fairer than you in judgment? Have mercy on my misery in this world, and on my grief at the time of death, and on my loneliness in the grave, and on my lonesomeness in the underground hole, and on my humiliating situation when I shall be resurrected for account before you. And forgive my deeds that have been concealed from the other human beings, and make permanent for me that on account of which you have covered my faults. And have mercy on me when I am thrown on the deathbed, turned over at the hands of my dear ones. And do a favor to me when I am laid on the table of the dead bathroom, turned over at the hands of my righteous neighbors. And act kindly to me when I am carried while my relatives hold the edges of my coffin. And be generous with me when I am carried alone to my hole. And have mercy on my loneliness in that dwelling, so that I will not feel at ease with anyone other than you. Oh, my master, if you leave me for myself, I will certainly perish. Oh, my master, to whom will I resort if you do not overlook my slips? And to whom will I run for help if I miss your care for me in my stay in the grave? And to whom will I refer if you do not relieve my grief? Oh, my master, who will be with me? And who will have mercy on me if you do not? And whose favor will I expect if I miss your favors on the day of my neediness? And to whom will I flee from thy sins when my deadline comes? Oh, my master, do not punish me while I please you hopefully. Oh my God, please give success to my expectations and dispel my fear. As for my numerous sins, I hope for nothing other than your pardon. Oh my master, I am asking you for things that I do not deserve, and you are verily the Lord of righteousness and the Lord of forgiveness. So forgive me and dress me out of your relief a garment covering all my defects, and forgive them for me so that I will not be responsible for them. Verily you are the Lord of eternal favoring, and the Lord of great pardon, and the Lord of liberal exoneration. Oh my God, you make your flowing graces reach those who never pray to you and those who deny your lordship. So, oh my master, what should you do to those who pray to you and believe undoubtedly that you manage all creation and all the affairs? Blessed be you and exalted be you, O the Lord of the worlds. Oh, my master, I, your servant standing at your door owing to neediness, am knocking at it suppliantly. So do not turn your generous face away from me, and do not accept that which I utter, for I have prayed using this supplication, hoping that you will not reject me, since I have full awareness with your kindness and mercifulness. Oh my God, it is you whom is never disturbed by any supplicant, and whose kingdom is never decreased owing to donations. You are as exactly as you describe yourself, and is above all that which we say. Oh Allah, I beseech you for patience, and for immediate relief, and for truthful wording, and for splendid reward. I pray to you, O Lord, for all the goodness, be it known by me or unknown. I pray to you, O Allah, for the goodness that your righteous servants have besought from you. O the All-Excellent One that is asked, and the All-Benevolent of those who may give, please do respond to my request as regard to myself and my family, and my parents and my children. and my comrades and my brothers in faith, and bless my living and manifest my integrity, and set aright all my affairs, and include me with those whom you decide to live long, and those whose deeds are righteous, and those for whom you have perfected your favors, and those with whom you are pleased, and those whom you have granted comfortable life with permanent pleasure, and with reputable honor and perfect contentment. Verily, you do whatever you will, while none else can ever do what one wills. O Allah, give me exclusively the grace of private mention of you. And do not let any of the things by which I seek your nearness in the hours of the night and the end of the days take the form of ostension or showing off, or pretension or insolence, and include me with the humble ones. O Allah, grant me affluent means of livelihood and security in my homeland, and delight in my family, property, and children, and permanence of your graces, and healthy trunk, and strong body, and sound creed, and dedicate my affairs to the obedience to you and to your messenger, Muhammad. Allah's blessings be upon him and his family, as long as you give me life, and make me one of the most rewarded servants of you. In each and every item of goodness that you have descended, and you will descend during the month of Ramadan and in the grand night, as well as all that which you decide to descend throughout the year, including mercy that you spread, and good health with which you adorn, and misfortune that you repel, and good deeds that you admit. Help me against them, and bestow upon me with the pilgrimage to your holy house in this year plus all years, and grant me prosperous sustenance out of your limitless bounty, and dismiss, O my master, all evils from me, and help me settle my debts as well as my evil doings, so that I will be saved from their liabilities. And save me from the hearings and sights of my enemies, those who envy me, and those who intend to oppress me, and please back me against them, and give delight to my eyes and joy to my heart, and grant me relief, and exit against my grief and misery, and make all those who intend evil to me among all your creatures be under my feet, and protect me against the evil of Shaitan, and the evil of the ruling authority, and the consequences of my evil doings, and purify me from all my sins, and save me from hellfire on account of your pardon, and allow me to enter paradise on account of your mercy, and marry me off the woman of paradise on account of your grace, and join me to your righteous intimate servants, Muhammad and his family, the purified, the immaculate, and the pious. May your peace, mercy, and blessings be upon their bodies and souls. O my God and my Master, I swear by your mighty and your glory, if you will interrogate me for my sins, I will demand with your pardon. And if you interrogate me for my meanness, I will demand with your kindness. And if you order me to be taken to hellfire, I will tell all the inhabitants therein that I love you. O my God and Master, if you forgive only your intimate servants and those who obey you, to whom then will the guilty resort? And if you honor none but those who act loyally to you, then whose shelter will the evildoer seek? O my God, if you decide to put me in hellfire, this will definitely please your enemies. But if you decide paradise for me, then this will certainly please your prophet. And I, by Allah, swear, know for sure, that the pleasure of your prophet is more favorable to you than the pleasure of your enemies. O Allah, I pray to you for filling up my heart with love for you, and with fear of you, and with belief in your book, and with faith in you, and with terror from you, and with eagerness to you. O the Lord of glory and honor, please do make me love meeting you. And please do love my meeting, and make my meeting you entail comfort, relief, and honoring. O Allah, join me with the righteous ones among the past generations, and include me with the righteous ones of this generation, and guide me to the path of the righteous ones, and help me against myself in the same way as you help the righteous ones control themselves. And seal my deed with the best of it, and decide paradise as the reward of my deeds on account of your mercy. And help me manage the good things that you have endowed upon me, and make me firm, O Lord, and do not make me return to evil doing after you have saved me from it. O the Lord of the worlds, O Allah, I beseech you for faith that does not stop until I meet you. As long as you grant me life, please do connect me to that faith. And when you decide to grasp my soul, make me carry that faith with me. And when you resurrect me, make me carry it with me, and release my heart from showing off suspicion and pretension in the affairs of your religion, so that my deed will be purely intended for your sake. O Allah, grant me discerning awareness in your religion, and understanding of your laws, and insight in your knowledge, and twofold of your mercy, and piety that impedes me from disobeying you, and make my face glitter on account of your light, and make me desire for nothing but that which you hold. And when I die, make me die following your path and carrying the principles of your prophet. Allah's blessings be upon him and his family. O Allah, I seek your protection against laziness and failure, and against grief, cowardice, and stinginess, and against inattentiveness, brutality, and poverty, and against neediness and destitution, and against all misfortunes and all shameful deeds, whether open or secret. And I seek your protection against having unsatisfied self, and against having insatiated stomach, and against having fearless heart, and against unanswered prayers, and against a futile deed. And I ask you, O Lord, to guard myself, my religion, my properties, and all that which you have granted me against Shaitan the accursed. Verily, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. O Allah, definitely none can ever save me against you, and I can never find any shelter against you. So please do not make anything that brings about your punishment control over me, and do not let me lead myself to perdition, and do not make me deserve the painful chastisement. O Allah, accept from me and grant me reputation, and elevate my rank, and exonerate my offenses, and do not refer to me with my faults, and let the reward of my session, and the reward of my utterance, and the reward of my prayer be your pleasure and paradise. And give my, O Lord, all that which I have asked for from you, and grant me more favor, for I seek none but you, O the Lord of the worlds. O Allah, you have ordered us in your book that we should overlook those who wrong us. We have wronged ourselves, so forgive us, for you are worthier of forgiveness than we are. And you have ordered us not to reject any beggar being on our doors. Here I am begging you, so do not reject me, rather respond to my need. And you have ordered us to act nicely to those under our authorities, and we are surely under your authority. So release us from hellfire, O my shelter, whenever I am aggrieved. O my aid, whenever hardships hit me, to you have I resorted, and with you have I sought refuge and haven. To none except you shall I ever resort, and from none except you shall I ever seek for relief. So please do aid me and relieve my hardship. O he who accepts the little deed and overlooks the much wrong, accepts my little deed and overlook my wrong. You are certainly the all-merciful, the all-forgiving. O Allah, I pray you for faith that covers my heart, and for honest conviction, so that I will believe that none will inflict me except that which you have already known, and make me be satisfied with my livelihood that you have decided for me. Oh, the most merciful of all those who show mercy.
If you find my work useful, I request you to please pray for my parents and family, and to also recite a Surah Fatiha for all the marhumin. Jazakallah khair.